lost and weary traveler, searching for the way to go. Stranger, heavy heart.
Hey, a couple things I want to make you aware of before I'm going to invite Becca up to talk through some really fun stuff. You can give year-end gifts here to the church. If you need to do that, you can do that online. That'll help us get a jump start on the next year. And we're thankful for your gifts so far. And then our next potluck, I've had a few people talk about this. Like, when's our next potluck? It's going to be Epiphany Sunday. So the first Sunday of January, we'll be back together. So, but join us for that. And you'll hear about the parish meeting that's coming up in January. You'll hear more about that. But that's about all I have, and I'd love to invite Becca up for her time.
Good morning, all. I'm Becca. Nice to see you. I'm excited to kind of just tag team off of what Mark shared. That was beautiful. Thank you. And what Chad was sharing. But we've been talking and dreaming and praying and discerning as a staff about how do we intentionally shrink this really sweet parish that we have and see each person and connect deeply and know one another. And so I kind of just wanted to kind of share about what we've been dreaming and invite you into that as we look ahead to a new year. And when we start in January, we're going to really take some of those first weeks to kind of honor our values as a parish, which are beauty, communion, and peace. And so during those weeks, we're just going to really simmer in what does that look like to live into those values that we have as a parish. But a lot of that, too, includes community and spiritual direction and spiritual formation that we believe in as a parish. And so there's a couple little layers that I want to just invite you into as we talk about what that's going to look like in the new year. So, but as we look ahead for some community offerings, if you can imagine with me, we really want to have these pools that we're intentionally inviting us into. And as a parish, one of our huge values is margin and space. And so as I say these things, I'm also handing you a huge permission slip to choose a couple that you're feeling drawn to in this season and choose them well. We do not want you to be at everything. We will kick you out in love. So as I say that, please just keep that in mind. This is permission giving. This is an invitational. These are offerings. What are you feeling drawn to in this season? Consider that. When we look at communities and community offerings, we have a couple different, you know, options. We have the potlucks that are happening. There will be a lot of salad, I think, on the January 7th one. And my birthday's the next day, so if anybody feels inclined to bring me a donkey for my birthday, thank you. We also, for community offerings, have table groups. And you can look and see which table groups are open. On our website, there's a groups page. So if you go to that, you can see what table groups are taking new people and which ones are kind of at capacity, depending on where you live. So if that's something that you want to step into in the new year, please look into that. We also offer withness. We're going to do that 3 times a year now. And that really is just a way to highlight the beautiful gifts that each of you have, whether it's a song or a poem or a pondering, whatever you feel, you know, like we want to be invited into what you want to offer because there's so much to illuminate and celebrate here. We also have the Luminous Project that's coming up April-ish. In addition, we have outdoor community offerings, so we have family camping. Mark has like spearheaded these like amazing backpacking weekends. I believe women also are invited because we can do hard things. And then there's fishing opportunities as well. There's student events. St. Francis is meeting at McCreary's Pub, and that's a beautiful invitation for maybe somebody that you know that church feels not like a safe place to walk into. There's room for you there. So we want to provide all these swaths and varieties and ripples of offerings. Choose what feels good in that season. Something fun that we've been talking and dreaming about as a staff is we are, starting in January, are going to do something fun, and they're going to be called pop-up gatherings. We all come from such fun places in the county. I mean, I think in here we represent Davidson County, Murray County, Williamson County, other counties that I might not even, Hendersonville, which county is that Hendersonville in? I know we, Okay. We have a few souls that are from there. And so you guys all have these gems and pockets that you probably hang out on a regular basis that we want to know about and meet you there and gather for deeper connection. And so starting in January, we're going to be doing these pop-up gatherings, which really are just like gathering at our favorite, open to the public spots to have deeper connection with our parish folks. And so some of these pop-up gatherings are going to be in January. Actually, the Nesbitts and Brian and I are going to be hosting the first pop-up gathering at Mill Creek Brewery in Nolensville. Mm-hmm. I know. Family friendly. We're going to go early, save some tables, come get a burger, get a pint, get a glass of bubbles. But it's just a place where we're saying, hey, we're going to pop up somewhere in where we live. And we just want to invite you there that if you can't make it for a potluck or you're not in a table group or you just want to get to know somebody that we don't get to connect with here on a Sunday morning, you're invited to that. And so we're going to be offering the first one in January. I believe it's January 20th. And so if you want to know more, go on the events page on our website for those locations and dates. And then if you also go to the groups page on our website, there's an opportunity that we're inviting you. Would you pick a month and host one? You know, and so you get to pick the date, you get to say where we're going to meet, but the hope is that it's this place that's open to the public, it's easy, it's free. Some ideas that we've been kind of brainstorming are, you know, if you're in Nolensville, Mill Creek Brewery. We could meet at the Sky Bar at the factory in Franklin. You know, there's that area. There's Jenny's. Sarah Benson Park, when it gets warmer, we can meet in Thompson Station. Bring a blanket, bring a picnic. Let's come be family and hang out together. 1819 in Thompson Station, the coffee place. In Spring Hill, there's Martin's Barbecue. I hope you're getting that, you know, if you're in Columbia, let's meet at the factory in Columbia and grab a taco and just invite us to this place, the places that you live, and consider it this way that you're hosting and you're inviting us into greater community. So I hope you'll join us there. You can sign up and RSVP on the pop-up gathering on the events page and then go to host a group on the groups page and find out more. Another part as we were talking about looking into this new year is really just wanting to pause and differentiate between the offerings that we have for pastoral counseling, spiritual direction, and then regular therapy. Like Mark was so just mindful to name is that this season, while it's beautiful and Christmassy and full of lights, the holidays also surface a lot of grief and sorrow for some. And so pastoral counseling is available here. And the difference with that is if you just need a safe, compassionate listening ear, please reach out to Chad and he will direct maybe who's a good person on staff to connect with. But the pastoral counseling is really available for those one-offs, I could just use a person with flesh on to see me and to know me right now. So it's those moments where you just need a little extra care. Therapy is more of a different, like, ongoing approach that to integrate the emotional, the mental, that integration. And so we have, so many beautiful therapists that are among our parish, but then also in the greater community. So if you're needing some of that more long-term, someone walking with you, let us help point you to a fit that would be great for you in a therapeutic or a counseling role. And then lastly, spiritual direction. I know we talk about it here, but we're also wanting to, you know, just name and define what is spiritual direction. Again, that is having a consistent companion who's trained to walk you through some of those contemplative practices to find deeper intimacy with the Trinity. And so we're really passionate about cultivating a team of spiritual directors here. We have a couple in our parish. I know some of you are discerning right now if you're going to be trained to be a spiritual director. Please. The need is great, and it's such a gift to walk in those sacred spaces with people. And so we're going to be having some more of those opportunities in February. Brian and I are going to host the next group spiritual direction at our home in Spring Hill. There's a group on the website if you want to sign up for that. Kind of just walking through how do we learn how to listen, to hear God's voice, to reflect how we see God in one another. So just kind of making you aware of, I know that's a lot of information. We're here if you have follow-up questions, but I think we just wanted to let you know, like, we are really considering intentional ways that we can continue to shrink our parish and offer places for us to communicate and to connect deeper in community, spiritual direction, and in spiritual formation. Lastly, some formational offerings that we're doing, not so much as formational outreach, but formational here in this space. There is the Anglican Way class. If you want to have find out more about that, that's also on our website, and you can talk to one of us on staff. There's the Luminous Path. These are just like very intentional spiritual rhythms that somebody will be teaching, so that those are also offered throughout the year. And then also confirmation and baptism.
If you would like more information or ways to be a part of Luminous, please go to luminousanglican.com. Peace be with you.
Travelers searching.